This is Health Matters, talking about Indian foods.
Enough for All is a wonderful little book published this year by Kathleen Rose Smith of Dry Creek Pomo and Bodega Miwok Heritage. We Indians will never starve. All you need to know is when to collect and how to prepare the many foods that are created for us and all the other living beings living here. There is enough for all.
That was during the Depression years of the 1940s. Migrants from the Dust Bowl used to knock on the door of her home begging for food. Her mother never turned them away.
For California's coastal Pomo Miwok people, enough for all included greens, berries, acorns, peppernuts, black walnuts, hazelnuts, and seaweed. Animal foods included abalone, sea anemone, crab, deer, pheasants, ducks, and other birds, and fish.
There's a passage in the book that describes surf fishing. Huge nets were used to catch legions of fish night and day. After catching them, the fishermen would sort the thousands of silvery fish from the nets into buckets that children would carry to another container and then run back with an empty bucket for more.
Much of the native food gathered by California Indian ancestors is in decline, much of it endangered. Some has even disappeared, especially the native grasses and clovers. Certain bunch grasses and flower seeds were toasted and ground for use in beverages and baking.
The acorn is one native food that is not in decline. In fact, the acorn continues to be used as ceremonial food and as a staple by California tribal people. Kathleen Rose Smith has heard many stories of people who especially crave acorns when they are sick.
Kathleen's father once drove from Healdsburg to Monterey to bring acorn soup and seaweed to his severely ill aunt who was in the hospital. Her daughter fed her these foods a bit at a time over the next several days, and the aunt recovered and felt certain that what saved her life was eating the food she grew up with.
And it very well might have helped with her healing. Like all nuts, acorns are highly nutritious. They contain large amounts of protein, carbohydrates, and healthy fats, and important minerals such as calcium, phosphorus, and potassium. They also contain B vitamins. The total food energy available from acorns varies by species. Locally, of course, the favored acorn comes from the tanoak. But all acorns compare well with other nuts.
While it's true that other nuts have nutritional value similar to acorns, commercially available nuts are expensive and acorns are free. Free and abundant. But eating wild acorns requires work. You have to leach the tannic acid out of them. It's a lot easier to buy a can of mixed nuts or a bag of salted cashews and start munching.
A growing segment of America's non-native population is gathering and preparing wild food. A quick acorn search on the internet yields sites that tell you how to gather, prepare, and leach acorns, along with recipes. But these sites are generally from acorn enthusiasts, not tribal people, or from advocates who use wild food to treat diabetes, coronary disease, and other serious health issues that are related to the industrially grown processed foods.
Research confirms the nutritional and medicinal value of Indian food. There is data, for example, that acorns are good for controlling blood sugar levels, that seaweed provides needed iodine for goiter and other thyroid problems, that manzanita bark heals bladder and urinary tract infections.
The first round of brown water from leaching acorns soothes skin rashes, burns, blisters, small cuts, and hemorrhoids. It reduces itching and soothes inflamed tissues as well. It can be used as a gargle for sore throat.
The earth used to provide everything we needed to be healthy and to heal us when we were sick. Western civilization has severely compromised earth's ability to nourish and heal human beings. In the last chapter of Enough for All, Kathleen Rose Smith says, "The job for all of us is to help our home, this good earth, and make sure that these foods are always with us."
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Jay Renzulli and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.